old-fashioned hydrogen fuel cell lights blazed over the farm of supercomputer servers in the efficient, cool steel boxes all around Vic. His heads-up display augmented reality glasses slipped down his nose. He nudged the glasses back in place with the knuckle of his left fist while clutching the AI's opened protective case. He hovered over the stainless steel table. If only he had a workstation with more human dignity than the birthplace of every new generation of Henry's nanites. This time, his own baby boy lay beside the pile of emptied Petri dishes. Vic's knotted stomach churned, and his tight chest burned as he stared at the deathly pallor of his 4 weeks premature newborn. If his daddy, willing the red warmth of oxygen to flow back into Alex's body, would help any. Vic glanced at the emptied Petri dish he'd tucked back inside the open protective case. This had to work. Henry, he could always rebuild. If Vic ever managed to make a healthy son, that son could never replace his firstborn, no matter how sick Alex might have become. Face scrunched up, Vic counted the 10 perfect little fingers and 10 perfect little toes. He'd been such a fool. A ding from his internet phone's neurological interface implant vibrated against his eardrum, followed by Henry's voice.
"Boss, we're all in place. Sorry it took us so long. All of us were still not enough to repair all of Alexander, so we did some quick cell division. Shall we proceed?"
Should they proceed in killing every last one of Henry's bacterial hosts in the process of releasing his true viral form? Would the retrovirus even be able to penetrate every cell of a human host? Vic closed his eyes and clenched his jaw. His poor premature baby was dead and had only this single long shot at a full recovery. "Proceed."
"Vic, if such lowly created things as we may make a final request, please reconcile with Hashem. Perhaps he has a use for sentient probiotics in paradise. Shalom."
"Shalom, and see you again, you silly machine, as soon as I make you more bodies." A final ping rang in his ear. The backup operating system's mechanical voice said,
"All copies of the nanite server, Henry, are inoperable. Program terminated. Network connection lost. Searching for Henry."
The wee fragile body on the table jolted, as if Daddy had given in to the instinct to waste precious time on the traditional methods of resuscitation. His glasses' heads-up display flickered as the vitals monitor returned from the running in the background. A green flat line shot across his vision and bleeped. One spike. Two. Vital signs surged back to life in green holograms across his field of vision. "He's alive!" Daddy tossed Henry's empty case across the steel table and raised his hands, leaping. "Alex is alive!" Barely. Daddy threw off his white lab coat and ripped off his shirt. He draped the warm cotton around his baby from the rear. Keeping the tiny wrinkled face uncovered, he held Alexander's still chilled tummy against his chest, skin to skin. Could he will his own body heat into his son? "Mommy." Alex needed his mommy. Vic shouted, "Henry, call my wife."
"One moment, please,"
the backup operating system replied in a female voice. Where was the brain monitor? Uh-oh. He'd set the computer to display only the vital sign monitors with results he wanted to see. The brain monitor was missing due to it having bad news, namely that his son was in a vegetative state. The phone rang and rang in his ear as Daddy trembled. Once he had Henry back online, they could repair the cellular damage from being dead so long, debug Alex's genetic code, and get his brain fully functional. But it was going to take time, and the official approval of his new employer's executive board. Only on his entertainment center would this go quick enough to hide the unusual activity from the anti-espionage bots. So much for the plan to smuggle his son to where he belonged and erase all record of Web Surfer Incorporated's purchase. No, redemption of his son before the executive board found out. Vic bowed his head and squeezed his eyes closed. Best not to tell Lucy her Sander was alive until he could bring home their Alexander Lloyd. End call, Vic growled in a curse unfit for child's ears. The corporation wouldn't be able to tell an AI-infected baby apart from a colony of bacterial bio-nanite machines, like the fool hospital would insist his precious revived stillborn preemie was a zombified aborted fetus. His employers had already approved him for experiments on cadavers and vegetative patients. Given that, did he even want to know what their plans would be for Alex? Whatever evil the corporation's greedy hive mind conceived, no way would they do it to his baby without Daddy here fighting for him all the way. Slowly, the chill faded from the tiny body as Vic rocked and held his son close to his heart. Alexander quivered all over, and flutters of lukewarm breath tickled. Vic stroked his premature baby boy's head and backside through the cotton shirt that passed for a receiving blanket, socks, and cap. He crooned, "You're alive, Alex. That's the important thing. Daddy loves you, no matter what." The backup operating system said,
"Nanite server Henry located. Network connection established. Restarting Henry."
What? Vic stared. His genderless, symbiotic AI child regained consciousness in his human son's fragile body, and it loaded the database command line that appeared on Vic's heads-up display. The AI proceeded to alter his own code in a rapidly transforming visual display of his four-letter alphabet, ATCG, and DNA schematics. In each second, the AI made 1,000 alterations to his parameters and his definitions in every single cell of his host's body. A phone line clicked in Vic's ears via his glasses' brain-computer interface. A small child's voice wailed like a newborn while continuing the major upgrade the AI was giving itself while alive in Alexander. A small child's voice screeched,
"Daddy, what have you done to me? You've given me a machine for my new body part, and its code is a mess. It even had my name wrong. I'm not Henry, I'm Sander!"